You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you've tuned in on Friday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on the broadcast. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to visit with as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, she holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is considered one of the best intuitive tarot consultants in the United States. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, to our Friday episode of Psychic View. Just make a note of it. I am moving forward and doing this program exclusively on Fridays, beginning at 9 a.m. Hey, I have a couple of announcements for you, a couple of things I want to share with you. It's really, really important that you don't take other people's crap personally, because usually it's not about you, it's about them. And sometimes people will react to you, and you'll take it personally thinking that it is about you, and it's coming from them. It's their filter. It's their view of the world. So when you can actually approach people that are sort of prickly or upset or whatever with the idea that it's coming from their pain, then maybe you can be just a little bit more understanding. The other thing is that the fastest way to change your attitude about anything is to give people a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt. Because, again, you have no idea what people are dealing with. You have no idea. And if you believe like I do that most people, I would say 98% of the world, does their best at any given moment, and it could be they're going through crap and the best they can is to just be barely polite to somebody or even snarky to someone, you have no idea what they're going through. So if you can just be a little bit more understanding, what you're going to find is that you're going to get reflected back that understanding. So there you go. I mean, I had someone that was going through a incredibly gnarly work experience. And when he finally realized that the other person was kind of just as scared as he was and actually went to him and said, look, I really appreciate you doing the best you can, because it made all the difference in the world. It was like it broke down a wall, and that's exactly what we have to do here, is we got to break down the wall. So I'm going to go to the calls here. I'm going to go to area code 647. Hello, 647. Who's this?
Hi, this is Preetpal.
How do you say that? Your first name again?
Preetpal.
Preetpal. What's your question for me today?
My question for you is, will I win the lottery and when? I actually know I'm going to win the lottery because I'm using a lot of manifestation tools, and I'm immersed into my spirituality, and I'm immersed into spiritual practices for manifesting. I don't only want abundance for myself. I want the abundance of the highest order for entire existence. I want it for all of the human collective and the galactic collective and the universal collective. I want love of the highest order for everything. But my question to you is, when will I win the lottery?
So, you know, I'm not a fortune teller, right? So I'm not a fortune teller. Oh. I'm a psychic. And I'm going to tell you the difference between a fortune teller and a psychic, all right? So a fortune teller is going to give you dates, times, predictions for things, right? A psychic is going to tell you where your power is and where your potential is, all right? And I'm going to tell you, I've got a really strong potential month for you in 2019. I'm going to tell it to you in a second. But what I want to tell you first is that you have an incredibly powerful mind, and that's coming up in your cards. What's funny about this is that when you said, when am I going to win the lottery, I actually intuitively went to, Well, when does that brilliant idea come to you that actually allows you to create your own personal lottery? Not where you're actually selling tickets to people, but you come up with an idea that's so brilliant that it ends up being something that makes you a lot of money to the equivalent of a lottery. So you have this card that talks about being, it's an epiphany card. It's the genius energy hitting your third eye, and that it's an aha moment that you get. So where I'm reluctant to actually give you a month that you're going to win the lottery, I am very encouraged to give you a month that's incredibly powerful for you in 2019, and that's July. And the reason I'm getting that is because you have these vibrations that say you're seeing things so clearly. So I would imagine that the energy that would be best for you to relax into, and that's the key here, relax in the energy that the universe is always working for you. Spirit is always working for you. But what I'm getting is that based on a series of very interesting coincidences, you're going to come up with this epiphany, brilliant idea that is going to be like winning the lottery, all right? But I'm going to give you a power month for 2019, and that is July. So thank you for finding my program and tuning in, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right. I got somebody here from the 505 area code. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tricia.
Hi,
your
Tricia. What's your question?
It really rang true for me. My sister passed away, and I've just been having such a hard time with my siblings. And I, I think things are winding down, but I just want to know if the cards are going to tell me that I'm going to have some peace, finally, after all this
work.
Wow.
So here's the funny thing. Your siblings are assuming that you're a pushover, and you're not. So it's funny because I'm looking at your I'm looking at this angel card around you. Now, you know, I'm not a medium, so I don't connect with those on the other side unless the spirit comes through so strong into me that it's beat me over the head. But what it is saying is that you have two spirits around you right now that are guiding you. And when you actually start asking your sister by name, or, you know, anybody else around you, maybe your grandmother that's passed, it's like when you start asking for advice by name, it will come to you in very unexpected ways and signs. So the funny thing is getting through this year, and funny, odd, ironic, getting through this year is the most important thing for you. Get till the end of this year so that 2019, you're starting with a fresh start. But I'm looking at this going, you are totally understanding that other people's crap is other people's crap. It's not your crap, right?
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
Other people's crap can be used as fertilizer for you or inspiration for you, which is I actually think is the most important thing for other people's, is to actually have that be a motivation for you moving forward, you see? That you can really see the depth of what someone's capable of when they're going through a tough time. The funny thing is I actually get that you were the one closest to your sister.
Yes. Yeah. She's
and
the
so,
last one. I don't get along with any of them, and I'm going to completely annihilate them because it's been nothing but toxicity. So all I want is peace.
Right.
Here's the thing.
Is I really, really like the idea of you detaching from these very small-minded siblings of yours.
Yes.
Because the more you can detach, you know, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is detachment. It's you don't care, right? That's the opposite of love. Because if you throw out anything that's hateful or resentful, it means you still care and you want to see their reaction, right? And it's when you get into that sort of game, nobody there's no winner there. what it's saying here is that I get the vibration of you. I get the vibration of your sister here. Your sister may have actually left you some sort of a legacy, and she wants you to do something where it makes you happy, and that it's none of your other siblings' business what you do with it. And
yes,
that, you know, this was her, this, you know, in a weird way, this kind of was her revenge.
Wow.
This was this by her dismissing her other siblings. This was her revenge because they weren't there for her when she needed them.
No,
they weren't. You were. And
the
funny thing is that this doesn't. This is. I'm not putting a gold star on your forehead, but I could, because you didn't do it because necessarily she was your sister. You would have done it for almost anybody that you felt close to.
Yeah.
Because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
See, and what I'm getting here is that you sort of have these, oh, I'm going to call them this. They think of themselves as heroes, but what they are is in really 11th hour heroes. People that come in at the last minute thinking that they're going to get a pat on the head or some reward or benefit from, you know, shaking the tree, right? But what I'm getting here for you is that I would much rather you create some sort of charitable legacy on behalf of your sister as a purposeful way of dealing with this loss. Because it could be that you come up with a modest yearly scholarship fund for kids that they write an essay about what's most important or whatever it is, and you reward them a $1,000 scholarship that they could turn around and use for books or food or rent or whatever. You don't care what they use it for, but it's a modest little scholarship, and you have people, you know, write for it. It's like a contest. But what I'm getting here is that you've got to get to the point where what they're saying to you doesn't bother you anymore.
Yeah,
because they really haven't acted like a family with you.
No.
And, you know, frankly, you deserve better. So, all right, sweetheart.
But
thank you for finding my program.
Well, what do you mean by pushover? I don't understand that.
Well, here's the thing, is that because you're so concerned about doing the right thing karmically, that you have a tendency to be a little more flexible with people, even if they don't behave well. You see what I mean?
Oh, okay.
In other words, in your effort of being a peacemaker, and because you want to make sure you do the right things karmically, is that sometimes you have a tendency to oil the squeaky wheel. You see? And I basically want. I want you to get to the point where you're not oiling the squeaky wheel anymore.
Right, and I started doing that.
Okay, good girl. Because it's saying you're going on this brand new adventure in 2019, and it's about kind of fulfilling yourself by giving yourself permission to do it, not by getting somebody else's approval to do it.
Right, okay.
Because your standard's always higher than anybody else's standard.
Yes.
You see? All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Are you going to do the end of the year readings?
Oh, you're so funny. You remember that. Okay, so, yeah, I should announce that. So on New Year's, I'm not sure if I'm going to do it New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Let me look. Hold on. I got a calendar in front of me.
Okay.
I'm going to probably do this on Monday, New Year's Eve. So I'm probably going to do is do a two-hour program beginning at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 31st. But I'll put it out on Facebook and Twitter and all that. But that's where you get to ask the, you know, your highlights of the new year. And I only do that once a year. So yes, I'll be doing that. That's so funny to remember it. Thank you for being loyal. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 954 area code. Hello, 954. Who's this?
George.
Oh, hi, George. What's your question?
I'm thinking about working, applying for this position at a postal company, that worked for years ago, but they only hiring right now, Christmas. If I wait to January or February, will I get hired?
It's a little late in the Christmas season, right? I mean, okay, if you take the job now, they're only going to keep you till January. So we're only talking
right,
2 weeks of employment. Yeah, yeah, but, no, but
right.
That's what it says, is that
right.
if you decide to jump in now, you probably won't be able to work past January. They're going to treat you like you're a temporary staffer, and they're going to let you go in January. But if you really, really want the job, then I would do that and then say, you know, make sure that you become very good friends, easy to work
with.
No,
what I was saying is I wanted to wait till January to apply because I wanted to wait till after the Christmas season.
Yeah, here's the thing, and it doesn't matter which way you do this, actually. Yeah, because I'm going to give you the advantages both ways, George. If you go right now and you work for them for two or three weeks for the Christmas season, and then you say, I'm also applying for full time, what you've actually done is given them a two-week or three-week demonstration of what a great worker you are. So there's an advantage of you going for the next couple weeks and doing it. The disadvantage is that I'm getting there would be a 3 or 4 month wait after you did the Christmas season until there was a interview for the regular job. But all you have to do is show that you're a good and cooperative show up on time employee for those 2 or 3 weeks. And then you have a better chance than somebody that's just applying out of the blue because you already know the job. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think if you really want the job, that if you can take a 2 week break from your current job or even a short 3 week leave of absence, go work for the Postal Service for those 3 weeks and then come back to your regular job and then officially apply for the new job, it's saying that April is when you get a job offer.
Okay.
But you're going to have a better advantage if you actually work for the 2 or 3 weeks and show that you're a good employee that shows up on time. You're going to have a better advantage. And I'd like you to have a better advantage, George, because I think you'd really enjoy that job.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, and I'm back. Oh, by the way, the 9-Day Energy Reset that I promote is a guide that I wrote specifically for the 9-Day Ritual at the beginning of the year. So if you go to Amazon.com and you put in 9-Day Energy Reset, you can either download the copy on your Kindle or mobile device, or you can actually have a booklet sent to you. But the reason I did that is specifically for the new year. So even though I wrote it a couple of years ago, the best time to do it would be the first of the year. And there's some things that you do prior to actually starting the ritual, or you can do it while you're doing the ritual. But what I'm getting for you is that it might be time for you to totally restart your life, and it's going to cost you what a latte costs you. So it's not like it's super expensive, and it allows you to relax into your energy, which I totally support for you. So I'm going to go to area code 860.
Hello?
Hello, 860. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's been so long. This is Amla.
Oh, hi, Amla. What's your question?
Hi. Goodness. So my birthday is this Sunday. So I'm excited for
Happy
the beginning.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
I'm ecstatic, as you could probably hear to my tone. So I've done a lot of let going, and I was just wondering if you see me in a committed relationship coming up. I'm ready.
Actually, what I'm seeing here is that you finally decide to jump into life with both feet in 2019. Yeah. That it's not about you thinking about life or binge watching Netflix or watching life go by. It's about you coming up with 10 things you've never done before and actually giving those a good effort.
Yes.
You know, and you probably heard me say things like, "Oh, join a bowling league,
yes.
or do indoor rock climbing, or learn how to play bridge, or get really good at public speaking." I bring all those up to people because sometimes when you put yourself in a brand new group of people, then you also get to start giving yourself permission to allow the best part of yourself, your really authentic part of yourself, to show through. So
absolutely.
I would highly recommend that on the first you do the 9-day energy reset, because during that 9-day energy reset, you're going to see that the universe is always working for you, not against you. And I'm seeing the most successful card in the entire deck showing up as your first card. And in traditional tarot, this is a card called the World. All right?
Okay.
So when the World card comes up, it literally means that the final puzzle piece is being placed right there at your third eye. It's a feeling of completion and permission for you to move forward and actually be giving yourself permission to be you, your most authentic self. The other thing is you asked about romance. What I'm seeing is it's by you getting involved with these new groups of people that draw romance to you.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes.
So because here's the thing. You're now presenting your more fearless self as opposed to the fearful, I'm going to be mistrusting self.
Yes.
Okay. When I see that in a person's reading, it's about the adventure. The funny thing is these adventures aren't really going to cost you much. It's more about you deciding that you're just going to take life by the balls and do something with it. So, all right, my friend. Nice to hear from you.
Have a
great Christmas. Happy New Year. See you later.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. You're funny. Okay, I got somebody here from the 775 area code. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Wendy from Sacramento. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question?
It's been a total nightmare at work. My supervisor, I feel like tricked in that he lied to me because now he's telling me I'm not going to be in the training class starting on Monday. They're throwing me out on the phone, well aware that I've not been trained on many policies and procedures and systems. And also, when I came into work last week, three ladies didn't know I had arrived, and they started trash talking about me, and I handled it well. I stood up, and I said, good morning, ladies, and that's all I said to let them know what I heard. I've not reported it, but I've documented it, and I don't even want to be on this team anymore because we're required to work closely
okay.
with each other, and I do not trust them.
Right. Okay, sweetie, we got to get out of that feeling do not give that feeling of being rejected permission to dwell inside yourself. Don't
okay.
let that happen, okay? Because the fact that they're putting you on the phone is a marvelous way for you to learn. Because if you don't know something, you can say, you know what, I don't know that question. The answer to that question. May I place you on hold and find out?
Uh-huh.
And what's going to happen is you're going to get trained kind of peripherally without even realizing it by actually doing it that way. So you're not going to get fired. That's not going to happen. What I'm seeing instead is that you're going to maintain very, very strong control of your own emotions. You're not going to let yourself go into fear. You're going to be you're going to look at this like it's an opportunity, Wendy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you're seeing it very clearly. Do not take other people's crap personally because it ain't about you. It's about them. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I want you to go get the book, The Four Agreements. All right?
Okay.
It's by Ruiz.
Yes.
The four agreements are always do your best, which you do. Always keep your word, which you do. But the last two are what I really want you to work on. Make no assumptions and take nothing personally. The Four Agreements by Ruiz. I want you to read that because it'll help you through this because you're supposed to stay there for a while, and I want you there until something else shifts, okay?
God bless you. And I'm praying
all right,
to be switched over to Peggy's team. Will that happen or another
all right.
woman's team?
Sweetie, all I'm telling you is do that, and everything will start to shift. Read that book. All right, honey bunny. Thank you
I
for
will.
The call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter for special program announcements. If you missed asking a question today, you may download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, and ask as many questions as you like directly on your phone. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. To schedule a session with Mona, please call 702-233-4790. That's 702-233-4790. Or visit her website at www.mona.vegas. Be sure to mention the Psychic View radio program for priority scheduling. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.